Hello.
Good morning. This is Victoria calling from customer service. Could I have your zip code, please?
What was that?
Yes, sir. I'm returning your phone call from customer
Oh,
service.
okay. All right. Oh, hang on. I have a question on my charger on my Visa.
Okay. Could I have your zip code so I can look you up, please?
715. Oh, zip code 54494.
Okay. 54494?
Yes.
Okay. Let me pull you up and then I can see what's going on with your account. Can I have your first and last name, sir?
Tom Steinbrook.
Okay. Mr. Spell your last name for me, sir.
Steinbrook.
B-R-O-K?
O-O-K, two O's.
Oh, Steinbrook.
Right.
Okay, sorry about that, Mr. Steinbrook. Let me look you up. Mr. Steinbrook, I'm going to have to get a little more information from you because I'm having a hard time finding you. Could I have the first six numbers of your credit card so I can find it?
Okay, just a second here. Four four seven zero.
70. Okay, let's see if that will pull it up for me. Okay. Let me verify some information because I'm still having trouble finding you, Mr. Steinbrook. Your zip code was 54494.
Yes.
And your last name is spelled Steinbrook.
Brook.
Okay, Brook. Okay.
Right.
Can I have the last four of that credit card that you used to pay with?
8656.
8656. Okay, let's see.
I don't remember ever ordering anything. That's why I'm checking.
I can't find you anywhere, Mr. Steinbrook. Hold on just a second. Let me see if I can get some assistance because I cannot find you. Oh, just a second.
What'd you say?
She can't find you.
How did I get the charge? Well, I don't know which one it is.
Mr. Steinbrook, could it be under Margaret?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. I'm so sorry about that. Could you verify your address for me, please?
4520 77th Street, South, Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin.
All right, but I got you. It's populating. In just a few minutes, I'll be able to see what's going on. So is there a charge on your card that you don't recognize?
I got a couple of them. I don't know which one's yours.
Okay. Well, we're going as soon as your account pulls up, we'll go ahead and look through there and see if we can find out what's going on. And I do apologize for the wait. So, what's the weather like in Wisconsin?
Kind of cool.
Oh.
Looks like it. No snow, anyway.
Well, we don't get snow where I'm from. So.
You're lucky.
Okay, let's see what's going on. Did y'all order something from an online gadget store?
Nope.
Did you enter into a chance to win something?
I don't think so. Nope.
Okay. Because I'm seeing the kitchen. A kitchen device that was charged $7.95. Did you receive any? Did you do an online survey or anything?
Did you order that? Nope.
Okay. This one was. Hold on just a second. Did y'all enter to win a KitchenAid mixer where you paid $7.95 for shipping and handling?
I entered the KitchenAid mixer, but I didn't pay anything.
Okay.
She, yeah, okay. You, I'm hard of hearing, so you can hear
it. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, y'all paid $7.95 to enter to win that mixer. And when you did that, you were enrolled into a gadget store. And we also have a charge for $39.99. So let me see what that is real quick. Let me pull that up so I can tell y'all exactly what's going on. Yeah, that was for an app that's charged to you, $39.95.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so you don't remember any of these charges? Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and we're going to cancel this.
Okay.
To make sure y'all do not get anything else.
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, I guess that's it.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to cancel this to where this does not happen to you again. And you have a wonderful day.
You too.
Call me back if you need anything.
All right.
Anything else. All right, bye-bye.